Grace, mercy, and peace be to you from God the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen. No doubt you've heard the axiom, the one constant in life is change. We've all experienced change. Modifications and alterations surround us. Before September 11, 2001, this world and the United States were different than they are today. Physically and intellectually, you're not quite the same person that you were just a year ago. Some change is good, some bad, some expected, some not. Whether we're talking about the international scene or this country, or the visible church, or our personal relationships, or our individual external circumstances. But encountering persistent variations and new developments is unavoidable. We are bombarded with and sometimes overwhelmed by change. In striking contrast, our text holds before us the changeless Christ. Verse 8 reads, Jesus Christ is the same yesterday and today and forever. This reality is tremendous comfort and assurance for us and is in fact the foundation of our faith. Verse 8 follows verse 7 where the author encourages his readers, remember your leaders, consider the outcome of their way of life. Thus the word yesterday refers in this context to the time when his initial readers had the word preached to them, they were brought to faith, and they saw certain men as their spiritual leaders. For us, the word yesterday goes back to the time of our conversion. Jesus Christ remains changeless, immutable, in his person and therefore also in his attributes. From our baptism up to the present time and for everlasting ages, he has been, is, and will be the Son of God, begotten of the Father from eternity. Yet he is also the Son of Mary and of David and Judah and Jacob, Isaac and Abraham, conceived by the Holy Spirit in Nazareth and born in Bethlehem. He is the awesome God-man in one indivisible union, and he continues as himself. Because of his divinity and because of his conception of a virgin, Jesus Christ, although a man, is sinless, holy, as well as all-knowing. As a result, he is always just and faithful to his word. Because Christ is omnipotent, he can do anything. He uses his power for the good of his people due to his love and grace and mercy. These attributes Christ had yesterday, he has now, and will have forever. Another way, though, in which Christ exhibits changelessness is in how he relates to us or in the roles that he occupies. First and foremost, he remains our Savior. As far as this world's history is concerned, one constant is change. Another constant is the need of the human race for a Savior. As soon as we came into existence in our mother's womb, we were sinful, by nature enemies of God, spiritually blind, unable to save ourselves. Think of how we have manifested our sinful nature in the past. And let us not deny our lack of perfection on this day and in the future. Since the holy God demands perfection, we could never rescue ourselves from everlasting torment in hell. But Jesus Christ remains our Savior because of the changeless facts of what he has accomplished as the world's Redeemer. He, the substitute for the human race as the God-man, rendered to God the Father a perfect life of total obedience to all of God's commands. Then our substitute went on to pay the full penalty for humanity's trespasses with his agony and bloody death on a cross. Then Christ sealed and guaranteed his redeeming work by rising from the dead. The living Christ bestows on us transgressors through faith the righteousness which he acquired with his life, death, and resurrection. We sinful ones are declared righteous by God or justified for Jesus' sake. Because of Christ, whose saving work is all sufficient, we believers can and do have fellowship with the Holy God. His dwelling with us and we with him has been from the time of our baptism up to the present day and will go on perpetually in heaven and in the new creation. This is true life, life which will not end. We can be sure of all of this, again, because of the changeless gospel facts which involve the changeless Christ. He will remain our Savior forever, whom we will ceaselessly praise as the Lamb slain from the foundation of the earth. Our text, in addition, reminds us that Christ will be, as he has been in the past, our prophet, priest, and king. He remains a prophet in that he speaks to us God's word, his word. Christ carries out his proclamation through Scripture, the word of Christ, which stands forever. The everlasting word of the immutable Christ gives us a lasting, permanent foundation, showing us the way of salvation, training us in godly living, and empowering us to lead God-glorifying lives. Christ continues as our priest in that now as before, he is praying to God the Father for us. Psalm 110 in the book of Hebrews emphasized that this intercessory function of the Messiah will be forever. Christ's unending role as king means lasting blessings to us and to all believers who are members of his spiritual kingdom. This monarch will not stop taking care of and protecting those who are his subjects by faith. The good shepherd will continue to care zealously for the sheep of his flock. Christ's kingship and his kingdom will endure beyond Judgment Day, when every other kingdom will vanish. Jesus Christ is the same in his person and attributes and how he relates to us yesterday and today and forever. This truth does give us comfort and assurance and is indeed the foundation of our faith. That is why the author of Hebrews in verse 7 exhorts us not only to remember those who have been spiritual leaders in our lives and who have passed on into glory, but also to consider the outcome of their lives and to imitate their faith. They held to Christ, kept the faith, ran the race, and died triumphantly as believers. This is strong encouragement to us, since the Christ they believed in is the Jesus, the same one that we confess. The author in verse 9 furthermore tells us, as he did his first readers, do not be led away by diverse and strange teachings. We are to reject all teachings which present to us a new and different Christ. These doctrines depart from Christ's word, Scripture. Putting verse 9 into our modern context, the author is saying, stand firm against the decisions of the Jesus Seminar, against the editing of the historical critical method, against the portrayals of Christ in Mormonism, Islam, and other false religions. In trials and temptations, we cling to the changeless Christ who does not change, who remains the same in his faithfulness to his word, in his love for us, and in his eagerness and ability to help us. Hebrews 4 states, for we do not have a high priest who was unable to sympathize with our weaknesses, but one who in every respect has been tempted as we are, yet without sin. Let us then with confidence draw near to the throne of grace, that we may receive mercy and find grace to help in time of need. Christ strengthens us spiritually, of course, through his word and through his sacrament, in which he continues to give us his body and blood. Finally, we can say to the patient dying of cancer, and to ourselves, as our own end on this earth draws near, the Christ you believed in from the moment of conversion has not changed. He remains your Savior and your prophet, priest, and king. So your salvation is certain. As your loving, abiding companion, he will be with you through the valley of the shadow of death and will bring you to the beautiful place he has prepared for you in heaven. In our world of change, this is good news. This is the gospel. Jesus Christ is the same yesterday and today and forever. In his name, amen.